Listen to Texas Radio Hall of Famers John and Lance weekday mornings from 7 to 10. This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back, Lance. I mean, it can't be 100%. That's my man.
No, there's no way. It just stitched together like that. But we'll play, Dell, let's just play the audio. We'll have to describe it. And we'll play the audio from the first couple. So let me describe it for you. So this is happening in a lot of high school games, and this is a trend, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. You saw how 6'7" won't. That started at, well, it was on a rap song, but it got started at a high school game with this little creepy white kid just did this hand gesture with 6'7", and it still is, and you saw how big this thing has gotten, and you don't know what it means, and you don't need to know what it means. It doesn't mean anything. It just is what it is. That's what Gen Z is. They just have, it's so, meme culture, so things just take over.
So I was at Yanni's the other day, and he had his daughter plays on a soccer team, and the soccer team was there, and that song came on. Yeah. And they, all these 10-year-olds
are just doing their hands.
We're screaming it. Oh, and yeah. Doing the 6'7" thing.
I haven't seen anything like this since Mo Bamba, where all the little kids were doing with Mo Bamba, and then before that it was Old Town Road.
Right.
These are the three songs that have really turned children completely into animals. The 6'7" song, whatever that's called, Old Town Road and Mo Bamba. And you see videos of kids losing their minds, and I mean young kids, and there's no way that the makers of those songs, they'll take it now. They'll take it. But so this guy's on the free throw line, right? So on this video, in all these videos, there's a guy on the free throw line, and he's getting ready to shoot a free throw. And out of nowhere, somebody in the stands yells, "That's my man!" Like that. "That's my man!" And the free throws invariably are some of the worst. After they say that and everyone laughs, the free throws are either air balls, they barely hit the rim. Like, I didn't know people could shoot this poorly from the free throw line in general without anyone.
Well, the first one, he looks over too.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
So apparently this is taken on, the bench goes crazy. When the kid misses or shoots an air ball, the whole bench goes bananas. Now, some people, we can't play all of them because I think one of them is really obnoxious. I don't know if there's any cussing on any of them, actually. But there's about eight of them stitched together. And it's kind of funny when one person, when it's quiet, somebody just yells out, "That's my man!" And it's clearly a man's voice and another shooter. And the shooter gets so rattled that he barely touches rim, if at all. This is what it sounds like. Here is the very first one. There's a kid sitting on a free throw line. He's getting ready to shoot. And in the background is the bench of the opposing team. And when you hear the whole gym burst out, now there's multiple people who yell out, "That's my man," on this one. When he barely touches the rim, the entire bench loses their mind with excitement.
That's my man.
That's my man.
Stop.
That's my man. All right, babe.
And he just keeps going on. This one gets too obnoxious.
So,
that's my man.
When does this hit NBA courts?
Soon. It usually works its way from high school to college to pros. So the college kids will get it next. and the college kids will be screaming it at somebody from Syracuse, you know, probably in the Northeast. It's probably in the old school Big East. We'll probably get it next. The SEC will be the last to adopt it. They're like, they're not going to do that.
Did you see the BYU coach last night after the game?
Yeah, I saw what happened there.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
You know, you're. I know there's jokes and all that. When you start messing with people's religion, that can get a little tricky now.
Yeah, so it's the crowd was chanting F the Mormons.
Yeah.
And he was none too pleased with it. He's Mormon. He's guy said, I got four little kids at home.
Who are the scumbags who would do that? What scumbag university would do that, John?
They lost too, right? BYU lost last night.
I forget
who they played.
Yeah, they lost to Oklahoma State. Your people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I could see that.
Your
happening.
People did that.
I could see that happening in Stillwater. Yep. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Let me tell you, if somebody's yelling F the Catholics, F the Muslims, F the Christians, F the Mormons, like there's going to be a fuss. I don't blame BYU for being upset about this or the coach. He says, I've got four small kids at home. I'm a Mormon. When I go home, they're going to ask me about it the same way they asked me about it last year at Arizona. He said the conference has zero the Big 12 in a statement said it was aware and investigating reports of the chants. The conference has zero tolerance for behavior of that nature and will address this matter in accordance with Big 12 sportsmanship policies. This is at least the fourth time in the past year in which that derogatory chant aimed at Mormons has been used during a BYU men's basketball or football game. Can't we just tighten it up and clean it up and just say, that's my man? Can't you just say, that's my man? That's okay to say, that's my man. That's my man during a free throw. You can do that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona apologized for the chant during last season's loss to BYU in Tucson, while the same chant was heard from Colorado and Cincinnati fans during a football season. All three schools apologized, and the Big 12 fined the Buffaloes $50,000.
Well,
there's too much hate in the world to be saying stuff like that. We've got enough problems in our world without going after people's religion and beliefs. This stuff is unwarranted, and it's just disappointing, said Coach Young.
Yeah.
AJ DeBanza had 36. Wow. He's, you know, I know they don't have him right now. The kid from Kansas is considered the number one player, and he's really good too. But DeBanza was considered the next Cooper Flag coming out of high school. That was the guy that everyone was talking about. He's put on some pretty good games. Like, DeBanza's pretty legit. He's pretty legit. I wonder if there's going to be an argument for number one pick. Or maybe DeBanza stays in school and just collects NIL.
I think Peterson's durability is going to come into question there.
Well, it should.
Yeah. There's four surefire Big 12 first-teamers, and that's JT Toppin, DeBanza, Peterson, and Kingston. Those four. The fifth one will be interesting to see who that is. But it might be the shooter from Iowa State, the white kid. We'll see. But those four are for sure first team Big 12. Big 12 is good, man. Big 12 is really, really good. It's going to be – we got middle of this month, well, towards the end. I mean, we got a great week of basketball coming up.
So,
I thought Central Florida was going to give the Cougs a lot tougher time last night.
Well, the Vegas odds makers didn't, which is kind of surprising.
No, right.
I mean, 15.
I mean,
and a half, my goodness.
It's given Central Florida that, and they were right.
I think it was 15 and a half. I think that's
15
what I
and a half. With a team that's coming in, like, of course, they did get their ass handed to them by Iowa State. And, yeah, so. But that's a good basketball team. And a matter of fact, we got some sound from. Johnny Dawkins. We can play that on the other side about the freshman. We had a discussion about the freshman here, and we can continue that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang out with us. Johnny Dawkins, man, Johnny, he's an older coach now. Man, remember when Johnny Dawkins came up? Time's flying, brother. Johnny Dawkins, after watching Kingston Fleming and Chris Cenac last night, he's got about the same. We talked about it. You know, they're rookies. About this time of year, there's not much that they haven't seen. So maybe they'll stop making those mistakes, the rookie mistakes that Kelvin Sampson has talked about. They didn't make many mistakes last night. They just dominated defensively, offensively. They just had their way. I mean, the rebounds and the points. Chris Cenac wasn't good from three last night, but the other day against Cincinnati, he knocked down three in a row. Boom, boom, boom.
Isn't that
boom,
so weird, like, to talk about a player? I mean, it's not like it's brand new, but we're talking about this long, rangy big.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, Chris Cenac got really hot from three the other day. Like, what?
Yeah.
And especially a Kelvin Sampson team.
So
that hasn't existed for Kelvin Sampson teams in the past.
So JT didn't know much about the team. He didn't watch much of them.
Right.
But we went to the game together, and the first one, Chris Cenac missed the three. And he went, what's that guy shooting threes for? I mean, what are you doing? And then, boom, boom, boom. And then it's like, that's why he's shooting threes, because he can. And, yeah, that's a hell of a weapon when you've got a big guy like that. That, you know, how are you gonna stop that? But here's Johnny Dawkins talking about these two freshmen, the Cougs.
You know, I was amazed. You know, they're not two regular freshmen, but I was amazed. I think both of those guys would be, you know, high first round picks probably, just based on what I saw and how poised they play for young players. You know, they're very, very talented. And so I see those young guys growing to their role. I'm sure at the start of season to now, they're probably different players, because with the level of confidence, understanding of what the system is. But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, with those type of players, you can have them run the show. And you, especially when you have veterans like the ones they have, who are secure in who they are and who are buying into their roles, you can tell those guys are happy for those players and their successes. And that's what you have to have a special team, is when you have young players who are that talented, is having older players that buy in and are happy for those young players and what they're accomplishing on the court.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I mean, and Kelvin talks about that. I mean, it seems like almost every post-game press conference, it's Cenac on one side of him and Kingston on the other side of him. But he talks about them, and he talks about the mistakes that they make, but how really, really good they are. The only thing that I'm worried about is, you know, when it comes tournament time, that they haven't been there before, you know. Yeah, Emmanuel Sharp's been there. JoJo's been there. Oh, you know, the guys have all been there. The two freshmen are going to be experiencing it for the first time. They don't seem to be like anything is too big for them, so
no.
We'll see.
I mean, look how many freshmen have been big-time players in the tournament. This has been going on for years and years now. Kentucky's had a whole – Memphis and Kentucky had full teams of freshmen who are out there competing and winning championships. So, I don't know. I think if you get them ready with a tough schedule during the year, and plus they're mentally tough. Kelvin's guys are more mentally tough than other guys. You have to be to play for Kelvin Sampson. There is no choice. You're either mentally tough or you're, A, not recruited by Kelvin, or, B, you're going to find that bench, one or the other. But he doesn't really – I don't think he even recruits guys that aren't mentally tough. I don't know how he figures it out, probably just from watching their tape. Who's the last guy that you watched play on a Kelvin Sampson team who you thought, God, he's just not as mentally tough as most players for the Cougs? I've never seen it. The only fly player that I've seen from Kelvin Sampson is Kingston Flemings. I mean, you had Jairus Walker also was a five-star, but Kingston's the first one with some pizzazz, with a little finesse in his game, with a little sweetness to his game. That's the first guy I've ever seen play for Kelvin whose game was kind of sweet. Everyone else is just grimy from the DOS effect, straight from the sewer.
Well, I don't know. Is Jamal Shedd straight
from the pow?
Jamal Shedd is straight from the sewer?
Straight from the sewer. If you knew 90s rap, you'd know that's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's DOS effect. That's what they are. He had a bunch of DOS effects guards.
Okay. Okay. Boba Fett?
Straight from the sewer. Straight from the sewer.
Radio Row. Joe Flacco was on Radio Row. Joe Flacco is old school. Joe Flacco ain't having... He don't like this quote-unquote sissy football.
He don't like this soft football.
No, he ain't about this soft football. Okay? Joe Flacco says, hey, you get slapped in the face? Sorry, it ain't a penalty.
But you know who else has said that? Troy Aikman, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Have you noticed that? Tom Brady is one of the ones who's the biggest, most outspoken critics of all the protectionism for quarterbacks. And Aaron Rodgers is not a huge fan either.
Yeah,
but they all played in a certain era.
That's right. They all pretty much came up together.
Yeah, I'm sure Twitter had their feelings hurt badly by what Joe Flacco said.
Yeah, yesterday. Well, and listen to he goes, yeah, I know about CTE. You know what? We signed up for this. Listen, here's Joe Flacco talking about the touch penalties that are going on now in the NFL.
These 15-yard penalties in big situations that really shouldn't be penalties in the game of football, they just affect, they change these games.
And
as a fan, like, I just don't like it. I want it to be up to us. And getting slapped in the face should not change the game. It really shouldn't. And then, on top of that, you can't play, guys can't even play defense as aggressively because they're getting fined so much money for just normal hits. It's changed the game a lot, and I don't think we're going back. So I'm just kind of ranting here.
No, please rant.
It's just like, I don't like it. Listen, we signed up to get concussions. We signed up to get hurt. It is what it is. You might not like that, but that's what we kind of did when we decided to play this game.
You may not want to answer this, but what is there a personal or a flag that was thrown where you got hit and you were like, really? Really? They threw a flag on that?
For sure.
On that? I'm not even touched.
Yeah. I can't think of one specifically, but yes. And listen, when you're out there in the game, you're going to want to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
for
of course.
Sure.
Of course.
It's just natural, but man.
I get it.
We signed up for this.
We signed up for concussions.
Well, I get that Joe thinks that way. The NFL's billions and billions of settlements for CT and the players who have died because of it. I mean, I get what Joe's saying, but the league can never go back. Now, some of the stuff he talked about, like the players getting laid out over the middle, that's probably...
Well, he even said that.
I know. That was brought up. Was that in that soundbite? Because that was brought
up. It wasn't
up
in that one, but...
Yeah, it was brought up in his interview. That's probably... He's speaking for wide receivers. Wide receivers are like, shut the F up, Joe. Yeah. You don't speak for us.
Right.
That's maybe a little... I get that one. That one, especially after watching Antonio Brown's act, I'm like, yeah, maybe they need to make sure and get that out of there. But he's right, though. Some of the penalties, you know, with the illegal hands to the head of the quarterback that don't really have an impact on the game. And he's like, and what he said was true. A 15-yard penalty in the fourth quarter of that game can be a major, major. It could have a major impact on the game on who wins and who loses. So, and the falling on the quarterback thing has been. That has been, I don't know about you, but there's some times where I thought it was called where it shouldn't have been called, where the player clearly made an attempt not to land with his full weight on the quarterback. That should be called very sparingly, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's called too much. It is. I mean, how are you supposed to? I mean, there are times when you're tackling them and you fall on them. I mean, honestly.
But
now, the whole weight and picking them up and throwing them down. And
well, I don't know about that.
That's.
Yeah, that's.
But tackling him and being on top of him, I mean, honestly, sometimes that's so weak. So weak.
Yeah, some of them are. Now, let a quarterback get hurt and then. It's a 24-hour news cycle of you must protect quarterbacks. The game is not good without the quarterbacks. You've got to protect the stars. So it's kind of a can't-win situation. The NFL knows we don't want our players having brain damage. We don't want our best quarterbacks out. It's really that simple for the NFL. It's pretty simple. No brain damage, no quarterbacks out for long periods of time. If we can help it, we're going to do whatever we can. So I get it. That's why it's there. But I also get why Flacco's saying that. I'm pretty good with accents, and I didn't look this up. Is Joe Flacco, I felt like that was a Pennsylvania accent, maybe Ohio, but I feel like it's Pennsylvania. Where's Joe Flacco from? I guess I could Google it, but you don't. Neither one of you know, do you?
No. Joe Flacco went to Delaware, right?
Yeah, he went to Delaware.
He's probably up there somewhere.
He is, I don't know where he's born. He was born in New Jersey. Did he grow up in New Jersey?
Well, that,
is that a New Jersey accent? I felt like that was more Pennsylvania, but maybe I'm not good with accents.
Maybe you're not. Maybe you overrate your
ability. Wait a minute now. He started college at Pitt. Yeah, I don't know. No.
What does that have to do with?
Well, I thought maybe he played high school ball at Pitt.
Oh.
But I don't think that's the case. He's New Jersey.
You think he just picked up after being raised in New Jersey? He just picked up one
year? No, I thought he was
year?
Born there and moved. Born and moved.
Oh.
I was born in Kansas, but I moved to Texas when I was 2.
Yeah, but you sound like you're from the Midwest.
Do I have a Midwest accent? I've been told I don't have any accent.
Well,
I try to get rid of any kind of accent, but I still, if I
say...
You're such a creepy little chode.
That sounded like an accent to me.
What? I
rue the day I ever did that. Well, I don't even know why I did it.
You were doing a Taylor Swift thing.
But why was I doing it sounding so...
singing everything.
No, that's a different day. He's had days where he sings. I was just pointing out that you've done great work to get rid of your accent. This is what you sound like normally.
Hover above, rain hell below.
You do accent work. That was a southern accent, but this is your natural accent. I mean, credit to you from coming over from Munich and figuring out how to sound American to do this job. You're like all those actors who come over here, we think they're American, and they're not. You're one of them. You're like Diane Kruger.
I'm like Michael Fassbender.
He's another one. Yeah. He's not German, but he's another one.
He's known for things, though. I'd like to know for stuff. What Michael Fassbender's known.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender does stuff. Yeah,
he's with, what's her name? Alicia Vikander. He married her.
Who's she?
She was the robot from Ex Machina.
Well, I pray for her safety.
Why you pray for her safety? Pray for his
it's
safety.
It's good to be.
Both of them.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender. It's good.
Yeah.
I like both of those robots.
He is German-Irish, so maybe you are closer to Fassbender than
Michael
you think.
Michael Fassbender. Well, I've got French, German, and English. But Michael Fassbender is definitely, he's definitely German.
He's German-Irish, yes.
Yeah. He doesn't sound Irish.
All right. You know who's American as it could possibly be? Billy Brown. I mean, you don't get a name like Brown if you're just, if you're a German or Swedish or something. You don't get that name, right? That's American as it gets. Billy Brown. He is America. Bald eagle, apple pie, baseball, Billy Brown. Cleaning your toilets. Not cleaning, per se, your toilets. Fixing your toilets, right? If you've got kids that are clogging them toilets, can't get it, you got no options here. He's had to come to my house and snake out one of my toilets. And it was like, sorry, Billy. You know, I got a 15-year-old boy. And guess what happens? That's what happens with 18-year-old boys. That's what they do. I mean, you've had it at your house, Lance.
Yeah.
You had a few of those boys.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I mean, we actually have my wife is going to, anytime there's anything, we just need to call Billy again. I don't want to. It's just, we're going to be a pain in the butt to Billy. Well, we got something's leaking from the toilet. We may need a new, and it's stuff that probably Billy does. Billy will do all these things. Where it's like, should we bother Billy with this? Should we bother him with this? Yes.
Yeah.
Because Billy Brown and Aqueduct, we keep acting like Billy's coming out. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, his guys, they come out and fix little things. That's what they do. And they don't charge you money to come out and diagnose it. They just simply say, look, this is what it is. We can fix it for you right now. We can get this done. And here's our price. It's a fair price. We're completely transparent. And, John, that's what you want. Somebody who can do the big and the small jobs.
Right. I mean, we've had big jobs too. We had sprung a leak. You repiped your whole house. There's big jobs, small jobs. It doesn't matter. Cleaning out your water heater, tankless water heater. If he redoes all your pipes, he's going to give you a free water heater. I mean, there's no job too big or too small for Billy and his guys over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238. have that phone, that number in your phone to make sure that if anything ever happens, you're Johnny on the spot, and you get them out to your house immediately. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
All right, welcome back, Dal. This is our penultimate segment. Have we missed anything?
Yes, we did. Asante Samuel is threatening Tom Brady on
social media
now.
I saw the tweet where it says, Brady, you have, 24 hours to respond,
I'm
whatever he said.
I'm going to fire your ass up, he said one of these days.
But what prompted this?
So what prompted this is Tom Brady was asked about who's going to win the Super Bowl or whatever, or who does he want to win the Super Bowl. He said, I don't have a dog in the fight. Now, that's going to hit the wrong way.
Well, he's a Raiders owner. He can't come out
and say. He is a Raiders owner. He can't, but he also is Mr. Patriot. That's kind of a no-win spot for him. But to me, you just say Patriots. Except maybe he's not for the Patriots. Maybe he feels some type of way, but I don't feel like he probably does. And unless he and Vrabel have some beef, I think if you ask him off the record, he would tell you he's for the Patriots. I would think.
Yeah, but
unless he doesn't want the Patriots to, you know, maybe he's one of those guys like Jordan who probably wants to prey on your downfall as long as he's not part of it. Maybe he has some of that. You think Michael Jordan wanted the Bulls to ever win without him? No. Jordan still hopes they lose every season, I bet. He doesn't want Chicago to succeed, not without him. Tom might have some of that too. Tom's got some Jordan-type stuff in his DNA, in his makeup. So anyway, he said, I don't have a dog in a fight. Asante Samuel, who played for them in 2003, the Patriots, said, Tom Brady, I am, and I'm going to read everything verbatim. Tom Brady, I am highly disappointed in you not rooting for your ex-teammate Mike Vrabel, who is about to do something special. I'm going to fire your ass up one of these mornings. Tag Brady. Let him know I'm on his ass. The next tweet, he says, Brady, you can't be the only one winning Super Bowls. Let me find out you hating on Drake May and Vrabel. I don't have a dog in this fight. Not what I wanted to hear. Brady knows how I get down. This ain't nothing new to him. Next tweet. Tom Brady, new name, flaw-ass Brady. I don't know why it's flaw-ass Brady. Then he goes on and says, Tom Brady, you have 23 hours to respond or it's up. I'm going ape bleep about who you are. So this is such a bad look. I mean, Asante Samuel, who I'm sure is...
Not only him, Vince Wilfork was on one of the shows, and he said, hey, Brady, you better pick the Patriots.
Cut the crap, Brady.
Yeah, that's
how it is in real life. Like, Brady, yeah. I know, but it is weird because he literally is an owner of another team in the AFC.
He said the thing you're supposed to say when you are actually connected to another team. Like, yeah, like you said, maybe in behind closed doors, it might be fist pumping if the Patriots take a lead. But what's he supposed to do?
I would like to think he is, but I do feel like he might have some hater blood.
Why do you like to think he is? Who cares what he wants?
Well, because, I don't know. I just
like, why do you want him rooting for the Patriots?
I don't know. Because I like Jordan the way Jordan was, although I think he's too petty. And I think, actually, the pettiness is a bad look for him. It's just not necessary. Not when you're the greatest in your sport of all time. I don't think pettiness is necessary. And I don't think Tom Brady's probably petty like that. Like, he doesn't want the Patriots to win without him. He wants to still be the only guy to, you know. But there's a chance he's got some of that in him. But Asante Samuel doing this, and I'm sure he wants hits on his YouTube channel and all that stuff as well. I'm sure this is probably, I get being disappointed. This whole thing where he's going to expose Tom Brady and he's going to do this and do that. I mean, is all that necessary?
Just because a man gave a pretty down-the-middle answer about something?
I know. I get being disappointed. Vince Wilfork is a lifelong.
Vince Wilfork played here. He's not a lifelong.
No, but I mean, he is. He won
a
lot of.
He's known as his. Yeah, as a patron.
What are you disappointed about, Asante Samuel?
Well, okay. Let's say Jerry Jones was asked who's going to win the football game.
Yeah, what's he? Oh,
does Jerry Jones answer it?
He's not going to say he wants one of these teams to win. I hope for a great game. Maybe he'll say that. That's about it. Or what else does he say, Lance?
I'm all about that glory hole.
Hey, Jerry, who do you...
Super underrated invitation by me,
hey,
by
Jerry,
way.
who do you want to win the game? Well, you know, I have one interest.
I'm all about that glory hole.
And he was pretty good on Landman, like
he
people
was.
Said.
He was good. He had a monologue. He was good.
He did. He was telling John Hamm, well, keep acting this way, you're going to lose your family. Well, that's basically what he told him. Let me tell you something. Family ain't nothing compared to... Oil ain't nothing compared to your family.
That's why I got my family running this business of mine. Well, not really. Steven don't really run nothing. I run it still.
Caliendo was on Rich Eisen yesterday doing his he does a great Jerry.
Does he do
Jones.
A really good Jerry?
Oh, God, it was funny.
He's added some new ones to his repertoire.
He's trying to add Gronk, and Gronk was there, and Gronk was giving him the business.
Did you see the video of Gronk with Kay Adams, and people were suggesting that Gronk had a reaction?
Yeah. She's trying to do, like, a tap-out choke on him.
Because there's a wrestler there, and she's practicing that move, and someone said, the best part of this video is the slowly realizing that Gronk is getting an erection.
No! No! No, you're not supposed to say the E word, Dell.
It's better than saying the B word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's...
You see what all the other people said? I would not tap out until my last breath.
Yeah.
If she puts me in that hold, I'm never tapping and all that stuff. She's not strong enough to choke you. That's why you'd let her do it forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hunk, sure.
She'd just be sitting there in a hold. You're not choking. You'd be acting like you're on the verge just as she keeps the hold sunk in, tries to sink it in deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I know your sneaky moves, guys.
Your sneaky little moves. It seems like you have given this a lot of thought. Moves.
Yeah, because I'm good at reading people.
Ah, okay.
I'm good at reading people.
You weren't
pretending like that choke is sunk in there deep.
Sunk in there deep. It's nice.
That's what
word
you say
choice.
On. What's what you say on chokes?
You didn't seem to be able to read Kalen DeBoer when he was clearly not interested in talking to you, and you kept talking to him.
Kalen looked like his face was made of Botox. Like there was no movement at all. Hey, Kalen, how you doing? My son Alec works for you. All right. So pretty cool that you're coaching. I had nothing left. So what's Alabama? That's pretty cool. You're coaching there now. So what's it like to win games but also lose games? That's pretty cool. Well, that's probably not cool. So is it hard when you lose? Do people get mad at you? Or anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Good talking to you.
Just take it easy. Okay. He even goes, I got to go over here and do some interviews. Like, okay, well, you take care. Tell Bob Slick I said hi. That's just because I talk to people.
You do.
John Lynch did like me, though. Bobby Slick, I could tell, was like, I just want to listen to this book on tape. But it's too bad. I had questions I needed answered. And I only got to talk to him once, so you're getting every question I ever had. John Lynch was literally, you could tell that, if I didn't have this radio show, he would probably try to hire me. I could tell just from talking to him. But he's like, he knows Houston needs me.
Hire you to do what?
Do stuff, you know.
Do stuff?
You're going to do stuff?
No.
You think John Lynch wants you to do stuff?
Do draft stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do draft stuff.
Oh, be a scout or something?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're struggling with some of their picks. Okay. I could come in there and do the good picks.
Mm.
I could, because I like when people do the good picks. And sometimes Nick does good picks on offense. Yeah,
on defense, certainly he does the good picks.
Yeah, he did a good pick with
who?
With,
Nico?
No. With
CJ?
No. What's the running back?
Woody Marks.
Woody Marks. Yeah, he did a good one there. He did a good pick for Nico. That was a good one.
I mentioned Nico.
Yeah. Jaden, actually, you know, Jaden Higgins is probably going to be okay.
Sure.
Xavier Hutchinson wasn't the worst player that's ever played football.
Oh, that's a compliment.
His free agency is not that great.
He did get Joe Mixon for the year that he had him.
Yeah. One good year, one bad year.
Mm-hmm.
Daniil Hunter was a free agent. Was that a trade or free?
Well,
that's free agency.
That's free agency, but I think we all knew Daniil Hunter was really good.
He brought him in.
Nick didn't excavate that diamond. I think we all knew.
He's not, no.
He didn't mine
for that.
He wasn't
a diamond in the rough that he polished.
No.
But he was like, he beat everyone else to it.
Or he just gave him the most money.
So, that's part of it.
Sure. Or if he signs bad free agents, then you're going to play.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give Nick Caserio credit for signing. I'll give him credit for making the move, obviously.
You would have hammered him if Daniil Hunter played bad.
But I'm not going to go, wow, what a move.
If he was a bad free agent, you'd hammer him.
Sure. That's the way this works.
But it's not fair.
You got to give him credit, too.
What? How much for signing Daniil Hunter?
Be fair. You try to be objective and fair, then
fair. How much credit does he get for signing a guy who was on the Hall of Fame path?
Hey, it's better than Lakin Tomlinson.
So that's where you punish him for his
That's right.
His decision.
So I say, well, so I'm being fair. I'm saying good one with this guy.
He signed Ed Ingram and turned him into an $18 million a year
apparently
player.
Apparently, Ed Ingram is highly coveted around the league. Around
Aaron Wilson.
Yeah.
According to Aaron.
Oh, you can criticize him, but you can't.
Yes,
that's why
I
KD hates you.
Yes, who?
Kevin Durant.
No, KD would hate you so much.
I give KD all the credit.
Doesn't matter. So does Roosh. And look what happened to Roosh.
Well, Roosh talked negatively about Fred. Or actually positively about Fred. Negatively about James.
Negatively about Harden.
Negatively about... Don't talk about KD's friend that
way.
Don't
talk about anybody.
I would never talk about a Hooper the way Roosh did.
Wait a minute. You think that KD wants you talking about football players negatively
I think he would care less.
He would care less if you talk about GMs, yeah.
I'm talking about a GM, not a player.
Yeah, he wouldn't care about that.
Yeah. The way you two talk about CJ Stroud, he would not like.
No, he would yell it. He would definitely try to fry us.
Don't tweet about it, though.
He would fry us. Sam, don't put us talking about CJ anymore. And we had good stuff to say about CJ yesterday, and she didn't put that.
What did you say about him?
Well, I said that he was broken, but he could come. let me finish. Hold on. Let me finish. I said he was fundamentally broken, but I do think that he's a good person, and I think he loves football, and he tries hard to get better. I think he's going to work at it. And John said he's going to go to the Super Bowl.
He's taking us to the Super Bowl.
Where was that? Where was the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Sam. Where was that?
What video did she put up yesterday?
Like, don't put the part in about me saying he's broken. That's going to get – people are going to take that the wrong way.
Yeah, that was part of the segment.
You're going to take that the wrong way.
Yeah, so she can't use the video. You said something.
You think he's Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine never had anything.
Well, Blaine, nope. His footwork, his pocket.
More like Marty Cordova was a rookie of the year in baseball and then fell off.
Charbonneau.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Bernie Carbon. What was his name?
You better find
he was rookie
good,
of the year and then never heard from
you
him.
You better watch it with KD on the loose.
Yeah, no, because KD is at home. He's still here. We can't be doing all that stuff with KD.
No, KD will get right in your kitchen.
Actually, you know, his second year, Marty Cordova's second year, he had an 849 OPS with a 309 batting average, 111 RBIs. I take it back. Marty Cordova is good for 2 years. He was all right.
Bernie Carbo was his name. Rookie of the year and then nothing after that. Yeah. All right. 713-780. Oh, we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here.
What did we miss?
97.5. Right now we're talking about energy.
No, we did Asante Samuel. That's it.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking about champion.
Yeah, now we're talking about champion. That's what we missed so far in the show, talking about champion energy. Talking about the greatness that is Champion Energy. You got to sign up. You got to get there. Listen, I don't know what you're paying for your electricity bill. I know that I saved tens of thousands of dollars over 17 years that I was with Champion Energy. I wish we had Champion Energy here because it's the electric bill here is crazy. It's crazy. We got it good in Houston because we got Champion Energy. Love Champion Energy. I love the way that they do business. I love that they contacted me when the contract was up and gave me a better rate. Okay? Now, let me sign that up for two. I want that for 2 years. Anytime it was the rate goes down. What electricity company is contacting you to tell, hey, pay us less? Champion. Champion does that, and I don't know any of the other ones. I don't. Here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to get that electricity. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I don't know. Can we name a worse way to go? An Olive Garden employee died from burn injuries he suffered after thrusting his head into the deep fryer in what police have categorized as a suicide.
Suicide, yeah. I mean,
is there a worse way to go? Burning is bad enough. Thrusting your face and head into the deep fryer?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of European movies / a TV show set in like the 1500s. When they disembowel you, they just cut you open and your guts spill out and let you die that way. I feel like that's right there. They hang you up and just disembowel you.
And you're not dead yet.
You're not dead at the time, no. You die from the injuries.
Why are we talking like this? This
well, he
horrible.
Asked me what I think is worse, and I think that one would be right with it.
Huh.
Imagine the will to stick your own head and just and allow it to happen.
How bad is life when you... I mean, this is not a ringing endorsement for cooks at the Olive Garden.
Well, you think the Olive Garden drove them to it?
maybe they ran out of breadsticks. I don't know.
Unlimited breadsticks.
And that
pasta,
drove them over the
pasta,
edge.
Yeah.
It drove them, yeah. I don't know. You don't know.
I actually don't.
No. Cameron Brink says she's open to posing for Playboy. But
as long
first,
as.
She's got to get her fiancé's approval.
We always knew that guy was going to be a problem.
Yeah, he is a problem already, isn't he?
She's not doing this.
You don't think she's going to do
she
it?
She already laid in her reasoning why she wouldn't. I'm not desperate for it, but we all know this is just a story. She probably said it off the cuff. Sorry, my fiancé has to give approval. He's not giving approval.
I mean,
and even if he did, she wouldn't tell us.
How much would it pay? That's a question.
I don't know.
Well, because she ain't making them big dollars in the WNBA.
She's definitely making more from endorsement. So whatever she's making, I don't know. People would, I guess, buy the Playboy or at least get a subscription online to look at it. I don't even know how it works anymore.
When is the last time you actually
seen
saw
a Playboy in the wild?
A physical, a tangible Playboy, one that you could put hands on. When's the last time?
Oh my god!
Since 2010 or before?
Are they even in gas stations?
Are they still? Yeah, and are they still on racks?
I don't know.
Would you have to go to like a sex store to find a Playboy? Do they sell them there?
Do they still sell We magazine? I don't even know.
No idea. We magazine.
Cherry Hustler. Wow. Any of that stuff? No one even knows.
Apparently there is a mushroom
gas stations. That's a good question. Idea. I have no idea.
I don't know. There is a mushroom hot pot restaurant. They put the mushrooms on the table.
Wait,
and they set a timer for 15 minutes.
Psychedelic mushrooms?
And they warn you, don't eat it until the timer goes off or you might see little people. Apparently they're hallucinogens. Would you eat it before the 15-minute timer or after?
After. I don't like...
Am I desperate to see little people?
No.
Well, apparently a lot of people see the same thing.
What do they see? Little people?
I don't.
They see a bunch of little people walking around. I want to see little people.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Is everything not better with little people
there? So it's like people who are miniaturized or actual Peter Dinklage types?
I think it's little...
I know which one I pick.
Except they
Warwick
give
Davis.
The people the
I want
same
Warwick
exact.
Davis. Peter Dinklage seems like
the
he's
patients come in with visions of pint-sized elf-like figures.
Wow!
Marching
like
under doors, crawling up walls, and hobbits. Clinging to furniture.
Oh, John's munching down a bunch of shrooms.
What?
Oh,
are you kidding? If I promise you, Frodo, you can see Frodo.
Can I go to the Shire? Can I go to the Shire?
I ain't waiting 5 minutes. Give me them mushrooms.
What if Thorin Oakenshield was part of the experience? You know John would be all in.
Oh, my God.
You can see
God.
Thorin
well,
Oakenshield. I know, but he's still a small person.
Yeah, he's little, but I want to see little people crawling under doors.
Like, doors are smaller than hobbits. Right?
I think they were
the historian on Tolkien.
I don't know that they were smaller, are they?
John, you know. Look it up.
I think they're about the same size.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and Gimli. You can watch Gimli. You'd be partying with Gimli and your mushrooms.
Stop saying Gimli. You're just going to make it worse.
I don't want that. I want to see little people crawling under doors and on furniture hanging on. That's what I want to see. Not Peter Dinklage or Bilbo. None of that. No. I want little people. I would eat those
Dinklage
mushrooms like
person.
The first minute they... Don't eat them for fit... What? Done.
You're like Homer.
Like
Homer,
the little kids.
Homer, don't eat this pie.
Or like the little kids on the videos where they say, okay, now here's a bunch of M&Ms.
Yep.
Now don't eat these M&Ms. I'm going to leave the room, okay? And then you watch them.
John, dogs have more self-control. You see those dogs where they put, like, food on their nose and the dog doesn't do anything because the owners train them so well?
Big deal. Huh. Have you seen the one where they put food, a bowl of food out, and then somebody breaks into the house? They set it up where somebody dressed in black with masks on act like they're attacking the owner, and the dog's like wants to help, but he just keeps eating the food.
Yes,
you've seen that one. Yeah, that's the other side of that.
Yep.
Most dogs.
That
are that
would be me.
Most dogs are that. That's John. That's a dog. John is.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.